We talk, but you go. So you go to a Patriot gym.
Oh yeah,
no mask.
Oh yeah.
How'd you find this?
Huh?
How'd you find this safe?
Hey man, we find each other.
You went down there and just saw.
I was driving a truck in the morning, and the windows are tinted during the day, so the lights were on. And when I was driving by, I saw inside that.
You found some like.
What'd you see in there?
No mask.
Saw guys with no mask working out.
You saw guys.
Didn't see a guy. It was actually a girl working out.
Saw guys
out. Nice
working
try.
Out.
You guys want to do this?
I'm not trying to see your gay.
I don't want war at all.
I'm saying you saw dudes
you
working
saw
out.
You saw men working out. You pulled it. You said. You slammed on the brakes.
You hit those. That's what those trucks are for. Those Jake brakes.
And then you fucking pulled in.
This is funny happy time.
You saw some
tanks. I come from a long line of bodybuilders. Matt?
No.
Didn't Spade do something to you once?
What do you mean? Yeah, put my picture, my before and afters, dude. What's
what
wrong?
What happened?
What's wrong before and afters?
What did he do? What happened though?
I took before and afters, dude. He got his hands on my befores, dude. I never
Why
took
would
the
you
afters.
Ever take befores
to track my gains, dude. Well, I was bulking. I was going to cut down. So these before and afters are going to be sick. Dude.
So you had befores,
but
had
this
befores.
Was personal,
and it wasn't just befores, but I was like, dude,
how old were you?
I was in college. I was like 20, 23. In my underwear rolled up.
So why were
I mean,
you doing
dude,
this?
Oh my god! What?
Why were you doing it though?
To measure my gains, dude.
Just for yourself?
No, I was doing it with Wes. I was doing it with Wes, and he was like, "We have to measure." And I was like, "Yeah, dude, obviously, we got to see what we're getting." I mean, I don't know why you're bringing sexuality in this.
You guys, you pull it over, you see the guys there. I met me and Spade
here
aren't
is
taking
what
bodybuilding
happened.
Pictures together.
How are these levels looking in there?
Is Billy spiking the
We're
going
to have to delete this. We're going to have to check these.
No, this is fine. No, please. I think it's fine. Lemaire, how's the levels looking? Get off the Billy goddamn Billy. Candy
He's
Crush.
On the phone. Are you playing Candy Crush right now? Is that what's happening?
No. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing over there?
Yeah. I was
crushing
I'm looking
candy.
Up how to make ground orange chicken.
Jesus.
That seems like it could definitely
Christ.
Wait.
Christ. What?
That seems like it could wait.
Yeah, for sure.
That
dude.
Feels like something that should wait. I'm disappointed.
That sounds like something that must wait.
Okay.
Yeah, that must. I've been watching the industry. I might have to call you into a meeting.
True.
Dress you down a little.
So, Bill, you're driving the truck.
You
see
saw
a bunch
of guys in there taking.
No problem. Dude, you're the one who put this weird spin on
you
it.
You saw
saying,
guys taking afters. You just, saw some afters in
I
the
just
gym.
Woke up. You guys told me, come upstairs. Now I'm here.
We were
yeah, right. I saw a lot of like-minded individuals go
yeah.
into a gym. And I was like, wow, that's weird. No mess. Maybe it's private or something like that. The guy said, no, I just don't really care about that stuff.
Hell yeah.
I agree with him because there's a very small number of COVID deaths from gyms.
I can see that.
That's true.
Obviously, because everyone's in shape.
He laughs.
Because everyone's in shape. Most people go to the gym.
Same person.
Most people who go to the gyms are in shape.
Yeah.
So COVID mainly affects people who haven't gone to the gym in a while.
The guys with the befores.
Just yeah. the befores. Doesn't get the afters.
So you took before and after bodybuilding pictures.
Yeah, dude. My mom thought I was on steroids, dude. I was fucking yoked.
No, you weren't.
I was fucking yoked, dude.
You were just real emotional.
What? You kidding me, dude?
No, you kidding me? You were having spaz attacks.
When did I have a spaz attack?
When mom thought you were on steroids. It was anytime I have protein powder anywhere near me, she said, that made Matt weird.
Are you talking about the time I cried when I overdrafted my credit card, dude? I tell you about when I ran away from home at like 21.
Why?
I overdrafted my credit card. So the first time I had a credit card, it was actually when I came back from Brazil, which I don't know if you're talking about. But,
that's the Patreon. Go
overdraft
ahead, check
my
out.
Credit card very hard. Very hard. Just, you know, just charitable stuff down in Brasilia. And
he gave back.
I went hard on the card, overdrafted it. And then I was like, my dad's like, dude, there's like 18% interest. Like, you're kind of you're screwed, dude. And yeah. I was like. And I was overwhelmed, dude. And I just fucking cried. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm crying in front of my dad. I'm like 21 or 20, however old I was. And I was like, and I just ran away and just sat across the street. And like Darlington was like a music academy and just fucking cried.
Oh, fuck.
You're emotional.
I tried so hard, dude.
And then they were like, he's probably on steroids.
But I wasn't. That was the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, did I
You're
take,
just jacked.
Did I take emotional? Animal M-Stack? Yeah. Did I know it was banned? No. So it's like, you know.
So wait, I do want to, we need to. So your family, your mom thought you were on steroids.
Yeah, and I don't blame her because I was fucking, I was Because
you were yoked.
Dude, I was like, how
can't
much
buy
you weigh
protein
right
powder.
How much
225?
Yeah, I was like 240 all muscle, dude. No, I was like 200.
Yeah, it's like been there, done that.
Fucking, dude, crazy, dude.
Look, I've been jacked. It's not great. So I stopped doing it. I see what you're doing. You like it. You like working out. I've done it, been there, done that.
I mean, Bill, what's your goal weight?
I don't have a goal weight.
What's your goal? Like, what's your goal in terms of body composition? I want to get
315 10 times on bench.
So you just have performance metrics.
Yeah, pretty much. Because I'm happy.
What was your goal with the befores?
I don't know, honestly. I just wanted to get ripped.
And so you took before pictures. You and your friend took.
The afters never happened.
Them flexing in your underwear. You took pictures like that.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Yeah. And then Spud got his hands on.
So I think I. How did that happen, Bill?
Young Bannon?
Young Bannon. Spud Bannon, dude.
Yeah. Spud K. Bannon got the pics. And Spud
Where
and
Tom.
Where
did you get the pics, I'm saying?
On a digital camera.
Right.
That's so Spud and Tom had no idea how Facebook worked. We're not even going to get into Spud's Facebook dealings. So, you know, it's weird.
You just did, but
no. But fucking Spud got a hold of the pictures and put it up on Matt's Facebook, thinking it was just funny, not knowing that everyone can now see that. So then Matt got it on Spud's thing. But the funny part is Spud got karma for that because Bert got Spud.
What do you do?
He pretended to be a girl. Spade had a huge crush on at a coffee shop.
Oh, my God.
Texted him for like a week trying to hang out. And Spud's going into this coffee shop thinking he talked
to Bert. Oh, catfish him?
Bodie Babe.
What?
Yes. He catfished him overnight. Or not overnight.
And then Bert got some karma for that.
Bert got the biggest karma. That's what I'm saying. Don't fuck with Spade. He will get you with the most karma.
What happened to Bert? What karma did he have in him? I mean,
went to fucking jail.
Okay, I didn't know. I thought the Spud
was it like
trick
a fun
on.
Trick.
No, Spud just took the L on that. Yeah, we were talking about that the other day. Yeah. That's what on our Patreon we were talking about just the gay shit I did when I was little.
What would you do when you were little?
I knew you were going to promote your Patreon.
Yeah, I mean,
dude,
war mode.
Just woke up.
Business mode, dude.
Capitalists.
The just moguls. Woke up. The young capitalists.
Probably the best podcasters on the planet, but it doesn't matter. No, I was talking about like when Sharky died and you guys all pretended to be Sharky in front of Kathleen and made her cry.
You're talking about Cujo, bro.
Sharky, the first dog that died on the farm.
It was before you were even born, bro.
I was around. Sharky was around.
No, you weren't.
Sure was.
Yeah, I was. I was around.
Did you ever talk about the time Billy assaulted our one dog as a young child?
What?
No. Did I? Who?
You don't remember this?
What dog?
Cujo.
What'd I do?
You hit her in the ribs with a baseball bat. you were really, really little. You were a toddler.
Yeah.
Little guy. This is back when you were obsessed with Godzilla.
Yes.
I remember you were like, you came in, dropped a bat, and I was like, it was metal too. And I was like, oh, fuck. Came out and saw my dog just laying in a puddle of piss.
Oh my God.
I was like, what the fuck do you do? You're like, I hit her, and I was like, jeez, you were so little. You were like, did no idea what
I
the
did
fuck
it to
doing.
Our Uncle Jack's van, too.
Yeah, that's fucking, the thing. He was on a fucking vigilante spree.
I was on a rampage. I Benoit the fuck out when I was like six, dude.
He broke my uncle's taillight. Just walked around the bat and was like,
watched too much wrestling.
Came back from it and fucking hit our dog in the ribs, dude. I think it was like the coup de grace for
that's
the dog.
So sad.
He didn't know what he was
doing.
That's
fucked up, dude.
I was just a young girl.
He was a youngster, and he was watching a lot. He was watching a lot of Godzilla.
A lot of sickos, dude.
That shit doesn't matter. Like, it's not like it happened out of nowhere.
A lot of Godzilla.
He was, dude.
Hold on. I know we've moved past it, but I need to hear your side of when you got on Facebook and saw your
befores. Oh, my God, dude.
The feeling, dude, I would.
Total dread. Total dread.
I would.
This Facebook just came out, so I had like three pictures on there. So then all of a sudden, it's like,
first influencer.
It was.
You were a thought. You were being a
fucking. I was Matt Watson, dude.
Yeah.
I was down there. My befores were going off there. And I think I caught it right before like anyone got their hands. Someone was trying. My roommate was trying to upload it and save it. But I pulled the picture off. And they're like, damn it.
I told you. I put a picture of my dick on my
Snapchat
story.
How?
It was a mistake. I used to take pictures of my dick and color it, like because you could draw on Snapchat and then send it to my friends as a goof. It's a fun goof, dude. Don't try to okay. pretend like it's not hilarious. It's a very funny thing.
Maybe
but
you can do other things, too.
One time I took it, and
it was a prank.
It was right after I had not had Snapchat for a while. When I re-downloaded it, I pressed what I thought was the coloring utensil to bring up the tools.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just sent it straight to my story without coloring on it at all.
Soft?
Soft penis, dude. Just a picture of like a bushel of tubes and like a soft penis. And it was my story on Snapchat.
Just a pure Saint Benedict.
For like
dude.
5 minutes. And then I got a phone call from Gabe, my friend Anthony. So Anthony Gabriel, what minutes? Up, boy? He's a lawyer now. He called and was like, what are you doing? And right when he called, I was like, oh my God.
My bird. Because
I didn't know where the bird picture went.
everywhere.
I had no idea that it just, I thought I'd hit delete. I thought I hit access accidentally, because once you press add to story. Thank you.